Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're also celebrating Memorial Day, Memorial Day 2020, with Terrence Hayes, the relatively new Director of Communications and Public Affairs at the VFW Veterans of Foreign Wars. VFW.org is the website. Terrence is a highly decorated member of the Army, retired from the Army. Thank you again, Terrence, for your service and for your dedication and how you continue to serve men and women in the military through your work with the VFW. What is the VFW doing these days under the coronavirus circumstances?
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for asking that. We've actually ramped up our financial assistance programs. We have this program called the Unmet Needs Program that we work in conjunction with Burger King, who's one of the major sponsors for this program. And what it is, you know, we have veterans, service members, and military families, unfortunately, suffering financially because of this coronavirus pandemic. And we're encouraging them to apply for a grant, you know, a financial assistance grant, something that they don't have to pay back if they're mm-hmm. suffering from some sort of unforeseen situation or emergency.
And this is funded out of the program you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
What's it called? Tell us the name of it again.
It's called the Unmet Needs Program. Yep, the Unmet Needs Program. And like I said, it gives financial assistance to our veteran service members and military families who may be hurt during this time frame. And it's something that we do even outside of the coronavirus pandemic. But more than ever, folks are calling us for assistance, and we're delivering that assistance the best that we can.
So can they find out about Unmet Needs Program at VFW.org?
Without question. Yeah, if you go on to the website, www.vfw.org, click on the tab Assistance, and it should take you to where the Unmet Needs Program is there. You'll be able to find out all the details about the Unmet Needs Program. If you're in need of assistance today, please click on that tab and apply right now. And there are folks standing by to provide assistance mm-hmm. To you and your family.
Good for you. Well, good for you. And what do you need to do to qualify for that? What would be your – because we got people of all different types of service. We got reservists, National Guard. We got people who were in the military, people who were not in combat. What's the qualifications?
Qualifications are if you're suffering from some sort of financial need, you're a veteran or you're an active service member or a reservist or a National Guardsman or a military family, you're able to apply for this program.
If you carried a military ID and you've got a problem, financial problem, you qualify. Is that what you're saying?
You qualify.
Yeah.
Now, what you may receive depends on the situation.
Right.
And what happens is no monies are transferred directly to the individual. The monies go directly to whatever the financial assistance
wherever the problem is. Yeah, that's good.
Exactly.
If it's rent, utilities, or whatever.
Car repair place.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Mortgage.
All right. Right. That makes a lot of sense. That sounds like a good plan. Hey, Terrence, I got to wrap it up. But before we go, though, I want to point out that I just want to remind people something we've talked about earlier in the show and you and I talked about, and that is that whether you ever know anyone who's ever paid the ultimate sacrifice, whether you even have ever had any connection or know anyone who has a connection to the military, there are 740,569 Americans in the history of our country have paid the ultimate sacrifice. So we have the liberty to wander around with all kinds of rights and to demand those rights, to claim those rights. We have all of that in no small part because of their sacrifice. We need to think about what are we doing to earn that. What do you think, Terrence?
Without question, we must pause today, and I ask you to pause every day just to say a prayer and remember those who you know, we have lost. And those who we have still yet to find, our POWs as well, that there still remains 3,000 plus that we're still trying to find them and bring them home properly for their loved ones. So let's continue to celebrate, and we thank you for doing so.
Thank you, Terrence. I hope you'll come back soon. We'll continue to do this and keep up the good work. Terrence Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, a decorated NCO with the United States Army, and that's VFW.org. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you, even during the coronavirus, in fact, especially during the coronavirus, we should be even more grateful because of the liberties that we have, because of these men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.